All right, as Sean had mentioned a little earlier, we are going to have Ryman out here in a second. I think she stepped in the back with her, Alan, if you want to get her. I've got this psalm up here, Psalms 59, 9 through 10. Oh, my strength, I watch over you, O God. You are my fortress, my loving God. God will go before me. And many of you know the story. I know we've probably got a few new people, but 2 years ago, Alan and his wife Patty, who's usually behind the scenes up there, their granddaughter, many of you prayed during the pregnancy. I know my mom prayed every day for her because the pregnancy was one that was in danger. And she was born, and they were about to take her home, and a nurse, because God does go before us, and he does watch us. And for some reason, God wanted this little baby to survive. And a nurse smelled a little ammonia on the child. And she said, don't release this child. You need to run some more tests. So she told the doctors, take that child back in and test it. And they found that she's missing one little enzyme that creates ammonia. And some of you know the story that soon the ammonia was so strong in the room that the nurses went home and their clothes, they couldn't wash the ammonia out of it. And that she is here now is a miracle that for many times we wondered, you know, what God was doing. But all of those little things of him going before just gave the assurance that he has something special for her and wants her here. And here we are 2 years later after a liver transplant, and she can't stop talking. But Alan has been waiting for this day for her to come and for you to see her. Many of you have seen her only in pictures, and you've prayed for her over and over. We had the kids stay here before we send them out because many of our children have prayed over and over for her. And so Alan wanted to introduce her and just say a few words, and I'll just let you just kind of...
I don't exactly know how this is going to go. Anybody that knows Jeremy knows that we've got a... Okay.
Now, that's a long way from this, isn't it?
You know, it really was. It's been a lot of little miracles along the way. I mean, just... things like that nurse, it was remarkable that, I mean, we were already back in Chattanooga, Pat and I, and we got the call that that this had happened. Can we hold on just a second, okay? Just a second. You okay now? That nurse catching that, it just so happens that the doctor that she brought that information to had worked in Washington, D.C. in that particular unit, and he was familiar with CPS. One, or she has a okay. because of her liver function being so high, they say that the average person, the average adult has about 40, the number is 40 on an ammonia scale. She hit 1581. At 1600, her brain would have stopped telling her to breathe. When we got there and we saw her hooked up, I really thought we were saying goodbye to that little soul girl. But, you know, through it all, I mean, we sensed that God was at work. Many of you have read. Can I let Bill hold you for a second? I'm having enough trouble concentrating on what I'm saying. How many have read the blog that... I'm going to throw a number at you. There have been 236,000 hits on her blog. That's 236 people that had the potential of hearing what God was doing. And we, you know, we think that God is still in the business of big miracles, but there's some little miracles that we miss every day. And when you write them down and you go back and you look over them, you see just how remarkable this story is. And it's a story about Ryman, but it's really a story about God. It's a story about how God is, he is in the details. He is about changing us and making us more trusting of who he is. Good luck turning this to a positive thing, huh?
Well, you know, it is. We just got done singing about how we're in awe of God, and to especially those of us who were with them and watched this whole thing develop, and how really in terrible shape she was, to see her like this, it's amazing. It is amazing.
For those of you that don't know the story, at day 129, she had her first liver transplant. And it failed 8 days later, and she had to have a second. By the time she was 7 months old, she'd spent 113 days in the hospital. And that's, anybody that spent a night in the hospital with a sick child can only imagine what Jeremy and Brandy must have gone through. They didn't get through it because they were, you know, just good parents. They got through it because they had people praying. And if you want to know what the story is about prayer, and I can't tell Eastwood just how much I appreciate the prayers that you've offered, the encouraging words that you've offered to us and to Jeremy and Brandy, and I think she's going to be okay. There was a little concern because her ammonia hit such a high point, they weren't able to check her, but they wondered just what kind of damage she may have withstood. She is now being, now she's being checked that she may be gifted.
Well, she certainly seems to be active.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. Like I said, if you know Jeremy, but we are very pleased. We're very happy about this story and humbled by this story because it does, you know, we can... You can't just write this off. You can't just say, well, God did that. It requires something of us. When you realize God is at work intimately in the small details of our life, you start looking at the small details of your life a whole lot different.
Yeah, you do. Well, let's pray for her. Father, we just, we don't understand why things happen, but it has been evident all the way through that for some reason, your hand was specially upon this life. And at this little age, she doesn't even realize the miraculous way you have intervened and brought her to the place that she's at. And we just pray, Lord, that just like right now, she's the center of attention, that your spirit will be so strong in her life, and that special purpose that you saved her for will be so evident and so strong in everything she does that she will be the center of attention, pointing to you and your grace and your power and your mercy for all the days of her life. And we thank you for her, and we thank you for allowing us to watch you work. And we pray that your blessings will be upon her as they have been. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
And I would like to apologize for any dirty looks I've ever given any parent for their way their kid behaved.